WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, and happy to be here. It's feeling a little bit muggy out there, a little bit of rain, but I think the rain is kind of finishing, so it should be a pleasant afternoon. Just, you know, I don't know if you need to keep the raincoats or umbrellas around. I don't think it's going to be too much anymore, so that's good, but it is going to be muggy. So there it is. Waning days of, dare I say it, of summer, but we'll make the best of it. And, you know, the sunsets, of course, are getting earlier. So it's just inevitable. Now we have to prepare for, if you're Jewish, for the new year. Rosh Hashanah is coming up in less than 3 weeks. And so I'll be reading a little bit about that from Rabbi Shimon Jacobson's book, preparing for, you know, during Elul, the month of Elul. And I'll blow the shofar, and we're going to hear some music, some new music and some old music, some favorites. And we'll get started with some music from Jacob's Ladder here at WMFO in Tufts University.
Oh,
It's so gorgeous. This is the new first release of Jacob's Ladder, and they recorded the last 2 months or so, and they've been touring, and that song is called Od Yeshama. And wonderful, just absolutely beautiful. And their stuff is available on Spotify and all the usual music outlets. They're going to be doing an in-person concert at the Tremont Street Shul in Cambridge coming up in September. And I don't have the date right in front of me, but I'll be announcing that for you. So let me just share this. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org. It gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. So interesting. I did not know about that. So that's the second time I've kind of encountered that announcement. Okay. All right, we're going to carry on here with some music from your Don Rachel project here at Tufts University.
Lakin nami ajua jina lake. Hey. Hashem,
So I want to share with you a little bit from this book, 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays by Shimon Jacobson. It's a fabulous workbook for the months of Elul and Tishrei. So today, Elul 13 on the Hebrew calendar, it talks about inner holiness. The essence of each one of us is good and holy because it is a part of God. The challenge is to recognize this holy part of ourselves, which resides deep on the inside, and allow it to shine on the outside. Even when we recognize our own inner glow, it is hard to actualize it. It's not easy, because we live in a world that doesn't respect goodness and holiness. It respects wealth, success, and power, the acquisition of which often demands the abandonment of holiness and goodness. But Torah teaches us that we have the ability to access the inner part of ourselves and actualize it in everyday life without changing everything about ourselves and our work. We have to learn how to discover our own soul and bring it into the world that we're living in and working in. Whether you work in the world of music, business, or the sciences, whether you are a doctor or a lawyer, whatever sphere you're trained in, your mission is to reveal your soul in that environment. The soul is not meant to replace the body and not meant to replace your life. Its mission is to reveal your inner dimension and integrate it into your life in order to elevate it and bring out the best in both your body and soul. If you are on a spiritual journey and it's completely annihilating your life, there's something wrong. A sign of a healthy spiritual path is integration and transformation, not annihilation. Ask yourself, are you able to recognize your inner holiness? Is your spiritual path helping you or hindering you? Are you able to balance your spiritual and your social life? Do you live and work in an environment which respects holiness? Are you able to reveal the things you hold sacred in this environment? He gives an exercise for the day. Choose a simple act of holiness and demonstrate it in an environment which is usually oblivious to holiness. This simple act could take the form of expressing gratitude, demonstrating patience, graciousness in a stressful situation, saying a blessing when eating, consoling a sick person, or giving charity. Resolve to make this a regular practice during Elul. Actually, this is a time when giving extra charity is totally something we should do. So I'm going to blow shofar for you. We'll see what happens. I never know what's coming out. But so far this year has been pretty good. So we'll see. This is a way of wakening us up. Oh my God, that's the best I've done it this year. I'm ready to fall off my chair. Oh, I hope you enjoyed it. So let's see, we're going to go to some more music, but actually, I have something I want to share with you that's very exciting. This is from this wonderful website, Israel 21st Century. Israel wins the 2023 World Rhythmic Gymnastics Championships. Gold medal is Israel's first as a group in the annual World Championships. This is an article by Abigail Klein-Leachman from August 27th. On August 25th, Israel won its first ever group all-around gold medal in a World Rhythmic Gymnastics Championships event, cementing its place at the 2024 Paris Olympics. The Israeli team of Shani Bakanov, Eliza Banchuk, Adar Friedman, Rami Paritsky, Ophir Shaham, and Diana Svertsov earned scores of 38.150 in 5 hoops and 32.650 in 3 ribbons and 2 balls. I don't know really what that means. The total was enough to edge out the People's Republic of China for the gold. Woohoo! So, let's see. The 40th Annual International Gymnastics Federation, FIG, Rhythmic Gymnastics World Championship, held in Valencia, Spain, marked the second time Israel has medaled as a group in the event. Last year, the team won a silver medal at the championships held in Sofia, Bulgaria. The victorious team released a statement saying the athletes were elated that we were able to win this medal and get to chant the Israeli national anthem on the podium. It's the best feeling any athlete could have. Wonderful. So, that's Israel 21st Century, and we're going to go now to some music from Shlomo Katz. I should say, after Jacob's Ladder, we heard the Adon Rachel Project, followed by the song was Meisha from the Traveling Home CD, Craig Taubman, Al Tira from Here and There, and Mendy Wald from Samer CD, Eich Nashir. And we'll go now to Shlomo Katz with Kol Dodi. Do 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 Wonderful. I'm David from the Grateful and Alive CD, and the song is Leman Shemo. Shlomo Katz before that from his Live in Melbourne CD, Kol Dodi. And just share with you, the farmers markets are coming to an end, but there's still at least this one. There's one today, Wednesday, in Arlington. Let's see, I think also in Medford. And tomorrow, Thursday, from I think it's 2 to 6, something like that, there'll be one in Belmont, and they have a spotlight on a woman vendor. It's called Rebound Juice. I've tried it, and it's really, really good. Cold-pressed. So small batch, handcrafted juice, all natural, raw, and fresh ingredients, health benefits, and organic, packed with nutrients and live enzymes. So it's really good. Cantaloupe, orange, pineapple, or sunshine, apple, carrot, ginger, orange, turmeric. Also, that's a wonderful thing to do. I was over in Brookline yesterday. I went to see Oppenheimer, the film, and my goodness, what an amazing film. 3 hours and 15 minutes. The sound effects, besides the acting, the sound effects are unbelievable. The editing, it's not a movie you want to see in a home situation. You want to see it in a studio, in a theater. It's brilliant. The acting, the story, Oppenheimer, I highly recommend it. Anyway, so after that, I went over to Cold Press. And Cold Press. So that is right along Beacon Street. And I had a drink that was like a refreshing or wake-me-up one with coffee and banana and peanut butter. And anyway, everything I had was delicious. I had a tuna melt. A tuna, comes with a little bit of side salad, and I had a cauliflower soup, everything fresh and organic. So, yeah, nice. Very, very nice. So, let's see, what else did I want to say, if anything? All right, we're going to go now to Mayor Helfgott from Bless Hashem, Oh My Soul. And...
Not joy is there in you. Mishaloi seinu be midotoi va. Yeshua.
Voice, Meir Helfgott. Wow, that's gorgeous. Get us in the mood. All right, Yitzchak, Meir Helfgott, Av HaRachamim, and it's from Bless Hashem, O My Soul. So we had Chaim David before that, Laman Shemo from Grateful and Alive on Sameach Music. So I want to share with you, oh, I hope it comes back. Wait a minute. Ah, where'd it go? Come on. Oh, I hate this. Ah. Oh, okay. Ugh, why does my phone drive me crazy like this? It opens up something I don't want it to open up. Okay, come on. This is ridiculous. Come on. How can I get this to... All right, so it was about a special moon tonight. If I can get this silly thing to... I don't know why it's doing this. What is going on with my silly? Okay, so, come on. I can't get out of this one screen. Back to the screen that I want. I don't know why. Oh, there we go. Okay, so, oh. There we go. All right, a rare super blue moon will be visible in the sky tonight, August 30th. This will be the biggest and brightest moon of the year. Witnessing super blue moons are rare, so get outside and check it out. All right, I like that. Rare super blue moon. All right, we're just about at the top of the hour. We're going to go with Yehuda Glantz, Keshe Yeladim, and this is WMFO Medford. We're live from the Tufts campus. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice.